You may have already seen your fill of ads for Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race. Maybe you saw coverage of the candidates pressing the flesh at various 4th of July events. But much more is sure to follow. Republican incumbent Ron Johnson will face former Democratic U.S. Senator Russ Feingold in November if Feingold wins a Democratic primary next month. The race would be a rematch from 2010, but as Marty Michelson reports, some things are different.
The two hopefuls for U.S. Senate have been crafting their images for Wisconsin voters, according to Charles Franklin. He's director of the Marquette Law School poll. For instance, incumbent Ron Johnson has frequently been weighing in on terrorism and gun control.
Every Republican, every Democrat, every American wants to make sure that terrorists and would-be terrorists do not have access to any weapon. We need to proceed cautiously, though.
I think we've seen Senator Johnson emphasize national security a fair bit. One of his Senate committees deals with that. But he has also, in his early messages this year, come back to emphasizing his roots as a businessman, as a non-professional politician.
As for Democrat Russ Feingold,
as I travel to all 72 counties, knocking on doors, talking to folks, what I hear the most is how hard it is to get ahead. Let's protect Social Security. Make college affordable for families.
He's emphasized his statewide tours, visiting all 72 counties, and his advertising has a lot of emphasis on that connection with voters as your guy.
Feingold is expected to easily defeat a Democratic opponent in the August primary, and that would set up a rematch in November. It was 6 years ago that Johnson unseated Feingold, sweeping into office on the coattails of the Tea Party movement. This time around, Franklin's polls show Feingold leading Johnson. Plus, this is a presidential year, and Wisconsin has leaned Democrat for more than 30 years. Yet more than a rematch is at stake. Franklin points out that Republicans control the U.S. Senate by only a handful of votes.
Well, certainly control of the Senate is the highest stake of all. And as a chance for a Democratic pickup that comes closer to that goal of a Democratic Senate, it becomes a very important race on those terms.
So special interests and outside money are working to sway voters by running attack ads.
Listen carefully to Ron Johnson.
And I respect you enough to tell you the truth.
But here's the truth. He voted 5 times for tax breaks that help companies ship Wisconsin jobs overseas.
And Feingold was the only senator to vote against the Patriot Act. Now weakness has brought terrorists to America, putting us all at risk.
He
the
is
world
going
of
to be.
Super PACs has come a long way since 2010. So you're going to see much more outside money.
That's Jennifer Duffy of the Cook Political Report. The nonpartisan group analyzes elections for members of Congress. Duffy says special interests only spent a few million dollars on the contest in 2010, but predicts they'll spend boatloads this year.
We've already seen the tip of the spear in terms of outside groups coming in to do advertising. I think this is going to be a very advertising-heavy race.
Some of the wealthiest politicos in the country have signaled their intention to pour big money into the Wisconsin Senate race, including Americans for Prosperity and the liberal-leaning PAC For Our Future. And each candidate will also have big names backing his campaign. Former President George W. Bush plans to campaign for Johnson, while President Obama has made a fundraising plea for Feingold. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.